Some task force members say that only black people who were descendants of slaves should receive compensation, but others say that all black people should be eligible because they suffer from systemic racism in various settings, including school, housing, and employment. The compensation may include free college, assistance buying homes and starting businesses, and giving grants to churches. Ultimately, the task force agreed to narrow who would get compensation. Descendants of slaves like Chantel Bacon. The Los Angeles resident says her paternal and maternal grandparents fled the Jim Crow South to California. She says her lineage can be traced back to 1790s Carolinas and what is now present-day Alabama.
I had family who lived through the Civil War and probably heard of Frederick Douglass and were moved to fight for the Union. One of my ancestors would get bold and stand up, but get killed by his enslaver.
She says the cruelty her family lived through and survived is why she supports lineage-based reparations rather than other standards like race or immigration. Angela Nirvana also spoke in support of giving the reparations to descendants of slaves. She points to the 2016 Color of Wealth report that shows that the American black is much poorer than the African black. The median liquidity for the African black was $60,000, whereas the American black was only $200.
In that same report, the median value of their total assets is $152K, U.S. black $30K, whites $350K, Asian Indian $460K, and Japanese $595K. And it wasn't because we weren't educated. In this same report, U.S. blacks were 44% degreed with a median income of $53,500. African black, 58.9% degreed, median income $115,000.
She says that without a distinction, the reparation funding would be used to enrich immigrants rather than African Americans. A reparations report is due in June, and a proposal is due by 2023. For KPFA News, I am Daniel Whitty. Wow.